Thank you for coming back today, and I want to remind you of how you can get in touch with me. It's through email, and my email address, repeated at the conclusion of each broadcast, is mark@markaswallow.com. That is spelled M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. You could write to me about anything, for example, just to say hello. I'm out here, and I'm listening. Or send me your questions and comments. Is there something I've said that's piqued your curiosity? As we walk our way through Exodus and Leviticus in these days of understanding what it means to be holy, is there something I've said that confused you or wasn't clear? Write to me and ask me about it. Now, I don't want to badger you with my email address. What I want to do is fill each day with solid, accurate, and true Bible teaching from my heart to yours. But your email will help me to know something about you and how you're responding to God is. And once again, my email address, mark@markaswallow.com. Now, when we left off last time, we were reading in Leviticus chapter 16 about the Day of Atonement. If you were not with us, then I strongly encourage you to get the podcast from the WEZE website and listen. What I say each day builds on what precedes it. Just go to www.590amtheword.com and click podcasts and God is. Yesterday's episode will be there and you can hear it 24/7. Now today and tomorrow I want to tell you about the high priest, what he did and what he wore, a bull, two goats, two other men, and Jesus Christ. I'll be talking about the high priest, a bull, two goats, two other men, and Jesus Christ. And all of this is related to the Day of Atonement. And I get all of it from Leviticus chapter 16. Should you have your Bible handy, you can turn there with me. Otherwise, all you have to do is read the entire chapter of Leviticus 16 later. I'm going to start by reading verses 1 through 4, much of which we covered yesterday. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they had approached the presence of the Lord and died. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron that he shall not enter any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat which is on the ark, or he will die. For I will appear in the cloud over the mercy seat. Aaron shall enter the holy place with this, with a bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen tunic, and the linen undergarments shall be next to his body, and he shall be girded with the linen sash and attired with the linen turban. These are holy garments, and he shall bathe his body in water and put them on." That's Leviticus 16, verses 1 through 4. Notice what Aaron the high priest is to do. He is to have a bull and a ram, and then he is to take the holy garments, holy clothes, and enter the tabernacle. And then, please do not miss this, Aaron is to bathe his body in water. He is to cleanse himself and put on the holy garments. He washes first and then puts on the holy garments. These are holy garments on an unholy man. And notice how that includes the linen turban that we discussed on Tuesday. And what does Aaron do with the bull? I'm dropping down to verses 6 and 11, Leviticus 16, verses 6 and 11. "Then Aaron shall offer the bull for the sin offering, which is for himself, that he may make atonement for himself and for his household." And verse 11, "Then Aaron shall offer the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his household, and he shall slaughter the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself." Here is the key. God is so holy that before Aaron can perform his task, Aaron must first make atonement for himself and his family, meaning that Aaron is a sinner, and everyone in his family are sinners, and those sins need to be covered over. Fellowship with God needs to be restored, and before a person can have a relationship with God, sin must be dealt with. Sin must be atoned for. The Bible calls the bull a sin offering, and the bull is properly slaughtered, and then the blood is used in the Holy of Holies. That's in verse 14. Let me read that. Leviticus 16 and verse 14. "Moreover, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. Also in front of the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times." So, once inside the Holy of Holies, which I've not read yet, Aaron takes some of the bull's blood and he sprinkles it with his finger on the east side of the mercy seat, and then some more blood on the front of the mercy seat with his finger seven times. And remember, the mercy seat is on top of the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. And why has God instructed Aaron to do this? It is so that Aaron's sin and his family's sin will be atoned for. Their sin will be covered over so that God's presence can come to the mercy seat. The blood of the bull is the sin offering. I'm telling you about the high priest, what he did and what he wore. A bull, two goats, two other men in Jesus Christ. And thus far I've told you about the high priest and the bull. Now let me talk about the goats. Look at the first part of verse 5. God continues, "He shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel two male goats for a sin offering. One of the goats will be for another sin offering, and the other goat will be a scapegoat." This is where we get our phrase scapegoat from. Let me talk about these two male goats in order. First, the goat that was to be a sin offering. This is Leviticus chapter 16 and verses 15 and 16. "Then he shall slaughter the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people, and bring its blood inside the veil, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat in front of the mercy seat. He shall make atonement for the holy place because of the impurities of the sons of Israel and because of their transgression in regard to all their sins." Whereas the bull was the sin offering to God to cover Aaron and his family's sin, now this goat was the sin offering to cover over the sins of the Israelite people. The text uses the word impurities and transgression, which are really other words for sin. And as you heard me read, Aaron, the high priest, on this Day of Atonement, does with the blood of this goat the same as he did with the blood of the bull. The Bible said its blood inside the veil and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and on the front of the mercy seat. So this is what happened to one of the two goats that the high priest has in the tabernacle. And now we turn our attention to the second goat, the scapegoat. I'm reading Leviticus 16 verses 21 through 22. "Then Aaron shall lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all of the iniquities of the sons of Israel and all their transgressions in regard to all their sins. And he shall lay them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stands in readiness. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to a solitary land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness." What a picture! This is doused with meaning. Aaron places both of his hands on the goat's head and he confesses the sins. In other words, for sin is iniquities of everyone in Israel. He figuratively puts those sins on the goat, and that goat is then taken away into the wilderness area by hand. The goat is released in a solitary land far away from the people and other animals. What does this symbolize? Clearly, this symbolizes that when God forgives our sin, he removes it from us. He takes away our sin and sends it as far as the east is from the west, says Psalm 103, verse 12. Now remember this goat and what the goat did, because there's more than just symbolism. I'll come back to this tomorrow when I talk about Jesus Christ, but for now let's move on. I'm telling you about the high priest, what he did and what he wore, a bull, two goats, two other men, and Jesus Christ. Now let me talk about these two other men. The first one we read about in Leviticus 16, verse 26. "The one who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and then afterward he shall come into the camp." Still, dealing with sin. I hope you see how much God detests sin. This man cannot come back from the wilderness where he released the scapegoat until he washes his clothes and bathes his body with water. There is washing and cleansing that this man must do. Why, he's led sin laid on the scapegoat into the wilderness. He touched sin. The second man we read about in verses 27 through 28. This is Leviticus 16, verses 27 through 28. "But the bull of the sin offering and the goat of the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be taken outside the camp, and they shall burn their hides. their flesh and their refuse in the fire. Then the one who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and then afterward he shall come into the camp. So the hides, the skin of the animals, the flesh and the refuse, animal dung, poop, are all taken outside the camp again and burned. And this man who does that, the one who burns them, he has to wash his clothes and bathe his body in water before he returns to the camp. There is washing and cleansing that this man must do. Why? He has burned the animals used to sacrifice for sin. He touched sin. Ah, the specifics of God in the Bible. If you do not study the Bible carefully, you miss so much. So as we conclude, let me just remind you that we're talking about the Day of Atonement as described in Leviticus chapter 16. And I've told you about the high priest, what he did and what he wore, a bull, two goats, and two other men. I still need to tell you how this relates to Jesus Christ, and I will do that tomorrow. Why am I doing this? I want you to see that God is holy, and his holiness demands that those who serve him, and the clothing they wear, and the utensils they use, and the tabernacle they worship in must all be made holy before the presence of holy God can visit. The Day of Atonement happened just once a year, and its purpose is stated very clearly in Leviticus chapter 16 and verse 30. For it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You will be clean from all your sins before the Lord. How valuable! The sins of the people have been covered over. The sins have been atoned for. God is dealing with sin amongst the Israelites. Friends, join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn that God is holy.